The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
There'll be days like this, when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
3:07 on the Central Coast. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Dave Congleton, welcoming you to another edition, another week of Hometown Radio. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you can hang out with us all the way till 7 o'clock. This is what we're serving up today. Later on this hour, we'll check in with our friends from the Monday Club. They have all sorts of events coming up. We'll tell you what we know. During the 4 o'clock hour, Shay Kelly is coming down, private music teacher up at Atascadero, who's going to introduce us to some very talented musicians. They happen to be pretty young. Sandra Gordon-Nielsen at 5:05 explains what happened last week in Russia and who's to blame and what happens next. Sam Cotton at 6:05 looks at the pros and cons of living in an all-electric world. That's a lot, but we'll get through it. It is a Dave Congleton show. Always your hometown radio talk show. First up, we put the community spotlight on a brand new venture. We have a theater group that is formed called Players West. We welcome back to the broadcast. Look who's here, the one, the only, Natalia Noriega. Natalia, how are you?
I'm good.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very well.
Introduce Christian for us, please.
All right, Christian Clarno. Hi. He is our director for Players West and founder for Players West. He kind of spread the seed. He thought it's time for some adult community theater. So here we are.
Christian, nice to meet you. What made you come up with that revelation?
Well, since basically community theater in South County in particular has been kind of lacking for the last several years, and Coastal Performing Arts Foundation, which we both work for, has a youth theater, but we decided it was time to give the kids that graduated out of that program an opportunity to do something afterward, and other members of the community that wanted to participate both on stage and backstage. It's just another opportunity for folks to join us and be a part of the fun.
Is he right?
He is absolutely right.
Anything you'd add to that?
Oh, just that it was a long time coming, and he definitely poked and prodded, and here we are today talking.
Is he right? Absence of community theater in South County?
Community theater, yeah. So, unfortunately and fortunately, it's a double-edged sword here. You know, we had our wonderful little theater became, you know, slow rep. Gosh, they're so good. But this gives opportunity for people to come in who aren't pros but have the talent to participate in theater, and specifically in, you know, theater that has long overdue its, you know, course in itself. And we want people to come and join join us.
So what's the plan, Natalia? I mean, how does someone who wakes up one day and says, oh, I'm going to start a community theater? How much time are you giving yourself? How do you grow?
Well, we grow thanks to the youth theater. We've grown with Coastal Performing Arts Foundation. That is our nonprofit. And our nonprofit has branches, and it continues to grow branches and leaves. You know, we started with Coastal Youth Theater, and then we have, you know, Beyond Boundaries, which is special needs, you know, and, you know, bringing theater and music and dance to special need classrooms throughout the community. And, you know, Christian was the one that said, hey, you know, let's also include adults with this. We have a very strong foundation now.
Hence the baby dance.
Yeah.
You're opening show going to be this weekend.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, give me the ticket information. When are the shows? How do I get my tickets?
The shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings next weekend at 7 p.m. And there's also a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at clarkcenter.org or coastalpath.org.
And this is in the Black Box Theater, Christian?
It's in the Studio Theater, yes, the Black Box Theater at the Clark Center.
Nice, small, intimate.
Yeah, yes. This is an intimate show. It would be almost inappropriate to do it on the larger stage. So it's an intimate setting, and I think it's perfect for that space.
So why is the baby dance? Of all the plays you could have chosen, to announce yourself. Why the baby dance?
Well, I think for me, one of the things is this particular play, the subject matter is a little bit challenging, both for the performers and for the audience. It's not something you would typically find at most community theaters, so I wanted to be able to differentiate our organization from some of the others. We'll be doing musicals as well. We'll talk about that a little bit more later, but this one is a play that I originally saw back in about 92 at a group that I worked with in LA, and it just stuck with me since then. So 30 years later, I'm still thinking about it.
So I'm guessing Players West isn't going to embrace Neil Simon anytime soon.
We might.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I don't necessarily have anything against the comedies some of the lighter fare, but I just wanted to jump out there right off the bat with something that was a little bit more, I don't know if risque is the right word, but a little different than what you might see.
Natalia, talk about the choice of play.
It's a season choice. We decided to seek for challenge. This is controversial in certain aspects. I mean, I don't want to give it away too much, but you know, we wanted to bring back this concept of plays that make people think, that hit the heart. And Christian is a good, he's very good as to why this is necessary right now to do. But it's followed out, our season is The Baby Dance and Footloose. So we have a little drama and a little fun. Mm-hmm. But this is gonna kind of set the presence of who we are as artists inside Players West. We want the challenge.
All right, so Christian, without giving away the farm, talk a bit about what is the premise of The Baby Dance.
Well, The Baby Dance, the title, refers to all of the hoops and things that couples have to go through when they want to start a family. So for most couples, it's just getting together and deciding that they want to start a family, and they do what they do to make that happen. For some people, unfortunately, it's not that easy. They go through IVF or whatever kinds of treatments that might be necessary, and sometimes that doesn't work either. Sometimes they go down the route of adoption. So this play deals with a couple that lives in a trailer in Louisiana, very poor. They have several children already that they can't afford to raise, so they're currently living at the grandmother's house. They find out they're pregnant again, and they're desperate. They don't know what to do. They find an ad in the newspaper for a wealthy couple in Los Angeles that's looking to adopt a baby, and the two of them meet up. The two couples meet up to try and make those arrangements work, and to say that it doesn't go smoothly is probably a little bit of an understatement.
A drama with comedic moments.
Absolutely. Yes. There's some very funny moments in the show, but it is a tearjerker. And I do want to warn the people, this is not a show for the youth. There's some language and some mild violence, and it's sensitive topics. So I would say it's a...
Violence?
Mild violence.
Violence?
Yeah. It's I would say it's maybe PG-13, but just be aware there is some language and some sensitive topics.
So, who is the playwright of The Baby Dance?
The playwright is Jane Anderson. She won an Emmy Award for her screenplay of Olive Kittredge for HBO a few years back. The Baby Dance was her first play. It was produced in 1990 at the Pasadena Playhouse originally, and it's gone on to... being on other stages around the country, of course. There was a film adaptation made for Showtime starring Laura Dern and Stockard Channing that came out probably 15 years ago or something, but I think you can find that now on YouTube if you're interested in seeing it. It's a little bit different than the play version, of course, but they did a pretty good job with it.
It's always different, isn't it?
Yeah.
They always change it with the movie.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk tomorrow about what's happening with this new theater group called Players West. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live, we're local, we're hometown. We have got a busy week this week. I remind you, Wednesday, it's the police chief of San Luis Obispo. You know what we're going to talk about. On Thursday, it's the mayor of San Luis Obispo. You know what we're going to talk about. But you've been good. So Friday, special treat, radio legend Phil Hendry is on this broadcast. We cannot wait. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Meanwhile, we're back with our friends from Players West. Christian, let's remind folks what's happening this weekend with Baby Dance.
This weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are premiering our inaugural presentation, which is The Baby Dance by Jane Anderson. It's a dramatic play featuring five spectacular actors, and I think everyone that comes out to see it will be surprised at what the local talent can do.
Thursday, Friday, two shows on Saturday.
Correct, yeah.
At the Clark Center.
Evening shows are at 7 p.m. The Saturday matinee is 2 p.m., and it's at the Studio Theater, the Black Box.
Nice intimate setting.
Yes.
Leave the kids at home.
Correct.
Leave the kids at home.
What's going on with Footloose?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have auditions coming up May 25th, 26th, and 27th. So get your shoes on. Come. If you've seen the movie, you know, it's all about that. It's all.
Is the movie similar?
It's really close. It's similar for sure, yeah. But yeah, audition. So if you're ready to dive into a project like that, again, auditions May 25th, and then callbacks will be on the 26th and 27th.
And you're directing that, Natalia?
I am directing that, yes.
That one must have a need for young people in the cast.
Right. So we picked this one specifically because this is a perfect opportunity for old CYT kids who've graduated the program, the youth program, 18 and over. They can come and do community theater, you know, at that age now. Because a lot of them want to come back and they're 18 and older. They're growing up, making me feel old every day. So this is perfect for that. And we will have a couple of roles open for 18 and under. But just a few.
Can I play the minister?
Come on in.
Can I be the minister?
You want?
You kids dancing.
Are you kidding me?
Dancing.
Come on. Get over here. We'll talk. We'll talk afterwards.
Okay. Is there a website for Players West?
Yes.
Well, the website is the Coastal Performing Arts Foundation website, which is coastalpaf.org.
Right.
And all the information about Footloose auditions, as well as the Players West and all of our other programs are available there on the website.
One more time on the website.
coastalpaf.org.
All right, Christian, talk about your cast. Small cast for Baby Dance?
Small cast. These are five spectacular actors, all from the Central Coast. Brianna Devereaux is Devereaux Allen is this is actually her first play as an actress. She's performed as a dancer and choreographer all over the world, but this is her first foray into acting on stage in this capacity, and she is fantastic. She plays a desperate pregnant woman who just needs to get on with somehow figuring out what she's going to do with this baby that she cannot afford to keep. Her husband, Al, is played by Todd Long.
The director and producer of Trusting Chloe, which...
Correct. The award-winning short film
that
Natalia was in. The other couple is played by Kazza Pearson, who is playing the wealthier woman from Los Angeles who works in the film business. Unfortunately, she and her husband, Richard, played by Gregory Guarendo, they are unable to conceive their own child, and so they seek out a parent that they can adopt from, and that's how this comes to be. And then they have a lawyer played by Jay Raftery.
A real lawyer. Oh my gosh, say that 20 times.
A lawyer in reality as well.
Over and over.
Anyway, he's a great actor as well. He's been around for quite some time.
I know the last two. I know Jay. I know Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
So it truly is community theater.
It is.
I know people in that community.
Yes, you do. Yeah. You do. Go ahead.
All of them have worked professionally in various capacities, but they have their own day jobs, and this is really a passion project for them as well as for us. Amateur theater kind of has a little bit of a derogatory thought behind it sometimes. People look down on amateur stuff, but if you look at the root words of that, it's amour, the love of it. So the people that do amateur theater do it for the love of it rather than a paycheck. I look at it kind of like the same people that prefer college sports to professional sports because they are in it for the game, not the money. This is the same sort of thing.
It's kind of like radio.
For the art.
You're
exactly.
Not in it for the money. You do it because you're passionate. About it.
Right.
Exactly. This is why we love this guy right here.
It's
we
about
love him.
The art and the experience and the sharing of the creation. It's a collaborative effort, and I think that's what makes it so special.
Hmm. Yeah.
So are you feeling the pressure now, Christian? Because this is the first... This is the debut of a new theater company. Pressure must be on you.
Well, a bit, yeah. obviously we want it to be successful. We want the audience to come out and be engaged and entertained and to a certain extent challenged. I think this is genuinely a play that people will be talking about long after the show closes. Even if they don't remember the particular actors or the venue or whatever, they'll remember the subject matter and that they saw it, and it'll be something that they remember.
So even though it was written 34 years ago, you'll swear it's something that is taken from today's headlines.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's very relevant today.
That's the strength of a great play, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So it deals not only with the drama of these two couples, but class struggles and just how you get along in life and how much more difficult it can be if you don't have the means to cover the basic necessities versus folks that don't really have those worries, you know.
And to premise that, you know, it's a child we're talking about, to premise that with a contract, you know, if you're listening, what that means. And it's tough. It is tough to boil it down to a contract, whether or not this child belongs in your life. It's crazy. It's good.
Sounds
good
pretty
topic.
Heavy.
It's heavy.
It's well written. It's a drama, but as I say, there are some very funny moments, and the performances are really stellar. I think you'll be very pleased when you come out to see
it. So this is a two-show season.
And next season, I think, will be the same. We want to do one straight play and one musical, at least for the first couple of years. I'd love to be able to expand beyond that if time and budgets and audiences are there. But at this point, we want to start off a little bit smaller with just a couple of shows to get people an idea of what we're capable of and what we can do.
Is that how you see it, Natalia?
I see it, yes. I mean, you said it. He's saying it perfectly. That's why we're here today with Christian.
You need donors, though.
We need donors.
Yeah, absolutely. This particular program, Players West, is a little bit different because in the youth theater, oftentimes the parents of these actors will pay a participation fee, which helps defray the costs of renting the theater space and paying for the royalties to produce the play and all the sets and costumes and all the things that go into a production.
Yeah, the youth theater is it's an education and a performance combined.
Right.
That's why there's a fee to that.
Yeah, it's absolutely that. It's an educational experience for the kids. For adult theater, it's a little different. You don't have those participation fees, so it's solely the ticket sales, which don't come close to covering the cost of production,
so,
and then donations.
Just cast kids in the adult roles. Call it a kid. Call it a
this
kid
probably
show.
Would not work as a youth production.
Yeah, you never know. It'd be interesting.
How about no?
I'd come to that.
Uh-huh.
I'd come to that.
I'm sure you would.
Have kids and doing adult roles. We're not going to have any baby. I'm only 6 years old.
Mr. Congleton. Goodness gracious.
All right, Christian, one last time, please. What's happening? The baby dance.
The baby dance is happening this weekend at the Studio Theater in the Clark Center in Rio Grande. Tickets are available through clarkcenter.org or coastalpath.org. It is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 with a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m.
Is it language appropriate?
It is
language.
There is some adult language and adult content, so I don't recommend it for children.
Well, I'm just prepping you for audience members who might be offended, too.
Yeah, we did place a notice on the website for ordering tickets, and all of our social media posts have expressed that the content is not for the younger ones.
And Natalia, get ready for Footloose.
Footloose, come on, audition May 25th. Callbacks to 26th and 27th, and you'll find that on our website, too, for more information.
You have dates for Footloose?
August, I believe it's August. It's one weekend at the Clark Center, August 8th, the weekend of August 8th.
Yeah, and that'll be on the main stage,
the larger
stage there at the Clark Center.
Well, nice to see you both. Natalia, anything you want to say in closing?
Just that we love you and thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You got a final thought here, Christian.
Yeah, I just hope folks will come out to support this new venture. We are young and eager and ready to show you what we can do.
That kind of says it all. So the baby dance this weekend at the Clark Center. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Off we go. We got news and traffic and weather and more Hometown Radio on the way.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.